Welcome. I'm Nestor Flores, the pastor of Dayspring Church in Mission Hills, California. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. I want to invite you to learn more about Dayspring Church by visiting our website, dayspringmh.org. We trust that if you open your heart, God will speak to you and you'll know how to live a life with God at the center that will result in a blessed life. This message will inspire, build your faith, and help you to know God better. Enjoy the message.
Good morning. Whatever you're going through, and there's a word of God for you this morning. I don't know what kind of month you've had, a week, or even year you've had, but this morning we want to talk about lifting the shield of faith. We want to welcome those of you who are online. Welcome. This is Dayspring Church. And how many say praise the Lord? We wish you can make it, but if you can't, we understand. This morning, since a couple of days, I've had a little restlessness in my heart and thinking about, you know, the difficulties around us and all the trouble that we're seeing around our lives and the battle we are in, not in so much in our lives, in our mind, in our heart, even our health, our family. A lot of people are going through a lot of battles going on. Amen. We're not here to pretend that we're perfect and that we got it together. We're here to tell you that we got a word of God that lets us know and gives us a reassurance of who we are in Christ. And because Christ has done it all, we'll continue to fight our battles and he remains the same. Amen. I can fluctuate. I can change. And I'm strong one day. I'm weak the next day. I'm frustrated one day, depressed the next day. But God remains the same. Amen. And because he remains the same, he is the one we look upon when our faith goes down. Amen. When we're feeling like we can't fight this alone, God has always demonstrated himself to be faithful. Amen. You know, I've lost a lot of friends, but one thing who's remained the same is God in my life. Christ has never failed me. And I know I failed and I'm going to continue to fail him, but he remains the same. He is so faithful. And that is one of the beautiful names he's got. His name is Faithful. Amen. And this morning, I like to speak upon lift the shield. And would you join with me in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16? In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. Somebody say, take up.
Take up
the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless you for your word. You have been so faithful. And this morning, we've spoken to you through worship. We've spoken to you through our hands and through our expressions. But now, Heavenly Father, we want you through the Holy Spirit to speak to our lives right now through your word. Give us a quiet spirit. Give us a spirit of understanding so that we may receive it with all gladness in the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody say,
amen.
Amen. As I was saying this morning, we all have a battle, you know. We're just mistaken about our battles. We think our battle with our wives is the most important thing there is, you know, with our husbands, with our difficulties in around us, even with our health. You may think that's a battle, but behind every battle, there is an enemy. And the enemy is not your spouse, your loved one, or your family. The enemy is the devil himself. And as soon as we start recognizing that he is the enemy of our soul, we will know how to concentrate efforts, concentrate our faith, concentrate our prayer to God who can help us overcome this enemy of our soul. It's really important to understand this in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 in the same book. It says, for we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. In other words, your partner is not your battle. You're not wrestling with them. But against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of the world, of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I want to let you know that the devil is organized. He's just not, you know, running about, see where he can make, como decimos en español, metiendo la cola. No, he's organized. He has principalities. He has powers. He has rulers of darkness. He has spiritual wickedness in high places. And if you don't believe that, I'm here to tell you that's what the Word of God says. And because He's organized and because He knows what to do, He knows your past, He knows what you suffer with, and you know you better believe He puts a demon right after you knowing your weaknesses, but the Lord rebuke him. Amen? And we need to get organized. Amen? Our fight is not the political system. Democrats and Republicans, man, this whole year they've been going back and forth. That's not our battle. That is not our battle. There's an enemy behind division. There's an enemy who wants to create chaos in our community. There's an enemy who wants to create a spirit of fear in our lives. But we are here to rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Amen. We don't wrestle against humanity. We're not wrestling against political systems. We know in the God that we serve, and He sits on high and He's looking down below, and we are His children and He is our Father. He knows the best for us and He's never failed us. Amen. Praise God. How many give the Lord a praise for that? Amen. We can organize ourselves through prayer, through fasting. And we're stepping into the week 4 of our Battle Ready series. And this whole series, we've been talking about getting ready, right? We talked about the buckle of the belt of truth. We've talked about strapping on the breastplate of righteousness to cover our hearts with the holiness of Christ. And we also talked about our feet fitted with the shoes of peace to carry the gospel wherever we go. We as soldiers got to be covered on all places. Amen. We got to be covered in all areas of our life to be ready for battle. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's real. If you haven't seen it as of yet, I'm here to tell you that there is an enemy after your soul. You've been bought with the blood of Christ Jesus, but He's not going to let you go down easy. Amen? Amen. He had you, but you're with the Lord now. Amen? Amen? And the blood that was shed for you is yours as a ransom paid. And you need to remind the enemy of your soul that I've been bought with the blood of Christ. I don't belong to you anymore, devil. That person that was 5, 10, 20, even last week, is not the same person. Today, I'm a new creature in Jesus Christ. Amen? And now as the Holy Spirit speaks through Paul and what we read, it's talking about the shield of faith. Because we could be totally be ready for battle, but if we're missing that shield, amen, we're going to be vulnerable to the enemy. And I'm tired of being vulnerable. I want to suit up. I want to fight, but a real fight in a real enemy. And I want to pinpoint the enemy of my soul and tell him, as of here, my house, we will serve the Lord. You may not see it now, but you got to fight and believe God for your life, your children, your husband, your health, everything about you. You got to start fighting. And you know what? No, I'm not going to fight your battle. You're the only one who's going to fight your own battles. You know the necessity of your home. You know you're the one who's got to fight for your children. You're the one who's got to fight for your household. You're the one who's got to do this. Don't expect for us and the pastors to pray over you. Oh, Señor, cúbralo, Señor, help them. No, you've got to learn how to fight. And the best way to learn how to fight is through prayer. Our vulnerability is not a vulnerability as we bow down our knees. It's telling God, cover us. As of right now, the fight that we are going to fight is in the spiritual realm. But faith is also a spiritual force field, as we can say. It can not only stop the arrows of the enemy. The Bible calls the arrows of the enemies not just arrows, but arrows with fire. You ever seen those arrows in those movies where they shoot the arrow and then they light them up with fire? It's because not only does the devil want to kill you, he wants to destroy everything around you. He wants to shoot the arrow to kill you and not just leave you alone, but everything around you, your family, your friends, everything you hold so dear. Not only does he want to destroy you, he wants to destroy those around you. Those arrows can be quenched in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. You know, that's what he wants to do. He doesn't want the best for you. He wants to destroy everything you've worked for up to this moment. And we need to stand up in faith. Somebody say, I got to raise up my shield. And it's time. It's time to learn how to fight. You know, I've been watching the TV shows, and I would see all these shows on TV, how to UFC and the MMA, and I still love boxing. And one thing I've learned is the best way to win a fight is by defending yourself. You go up to a fight with your hands down, and you're just going to get punched in the face. And one thing I learned, and Brother Gio, he knows, he's a karate expert, or I don't know what you are, but one thing you always have... No, it's true. He is. He's even come out in movies, right? He's you know, you don't know what we got in church. Actually, I know a few brothers that something going on. I'm going to call them out. The one thing you have to do is learn to defend yourself. You don't go into a fight with hands down. You go with hands up. Because if that punch comes, it's going to hit that hand, not your face. We got to learn to fight. Amen. Turn to your neighbor, tell him, you got to learn to fight. It's time to, we're not letting the devil take any cheap shots against us. We got to learn to wield this shield of faith. Amen. Remember that old term, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. But you know what? Wielding the shield of truth and faith in God extinguishes the enemy's arrows. It doesn't say it's going to stop the arrows from coming. It's just going to extinguish them. Amen? He may want to shoot his arrows, light them up with fire, but these are not something that will affect us because we know from where the attack comes from. See, that's what he tries to do. He tries to confuse us as to where the attack is coming from. Oh, because you don't understand me. And, you know, I probably made a mistake being with you. And no, that person is not the enemy. There is a devil behind every difficulty, amen? There's an old saying that says, the devil is in the details. And I've learned in all the years in working and in the Lord that he is in the details, amen? And every moment he does not rest. You and I got to sleep. He doesn't sleep at all. You know, I'm not here to give him glory, but I'm here to set you up and let you know that there's a battle going on. Amen. But we already have the victory, but we have the responsibility to look at the attack of the enemy and know how to defend ourselves against the wiles of the devil. Amen. Amen. What is our victory? In 1 John 5:4 says, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Not your ability to fight, and not so much the years you've been serving the Lord. It's your faith. I believe God has prosperity. I believe God is going to restore my family. I believe God has something better than what I'm going through right now. That's faith. That's believing God as, in spite of what your family history tells you, in spite of all the divorces in your family, in spite of all the everything that you've seen in your family, that is not your story. Your story is a story made of faith. And if you believe that God has something better in your generation, say amen. Amen. And this is the fight that he's going to bring up to you. Well, you're just like your Tio Juan, you know. You look like him and you're probably going to do the same. You know what? Those are arrows from the devil that want to kill you and kill you, those around you. But Hebrews 11:1 tells us now faith is a substance of things hoped for. Somebody say hope for. The evidence of things not seen. You know, our faith takes us to a realm that we may not see the result of it, but we're willing to fight to get that result we want to see in our lives. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Amen. This is what I hope for in my family. This is what I hope for in my life. And this is what I believe, and I've got faith. And people are going around you and say, oh, you're just, you know, you're not ever going to amount to anything. You're fine where you're at, and you're you know what? Those are the tactics of the enemy. Faith, we've got faith. Turn to your neighbor, tell him, I got to have faith. Why? Because this is the substance of things hoped for. And whatever you believe God in your life to do, faith is the only thing you've got between victory and defeat. not your wits, not even your experience. The only thing you can have is faith. And faith is for everybody. Turn to your neighbor, tell him, faith is for you and I. This is all the evidence that God needs and God will work in your life. You know, when I go through a lot of things, in my experience, I've learned to say, God, would you get the glory in this situation? Sometimes I don't have an answer for everything that I'm going through, but I say, God, would you get the glory in this situation? God, I want to give you testimony. I want to give somebody a testimony of what you've been doing in my life. And you know what happens? You get the glory, God. And all the time, every time I do that, he always ends up getting the glory. And I always say, I don't know how I went through it. I don't have the answers. But one thing I did, I trusted God. And when I trusted God, I said, Lord God, you get the glory in this situation. And you know what you do? You start putting everything in God's hands. You know, things you don't understand, the trouble that comes your way, you don't know how to handle it. If you tell God, can you handle this, God? Would you get the glory in this situation? And you know what happens? He works it out. And you know who gets the glory? It's not you. God gets the glory. Would you rather God get the glory or you? I'd rather God get the glory. That's a beautiful praise. You know, sometimes I get to see those of us, those who've come through that door and they've got a victory and they've been through a lot of pain and struggle. And I can see them go through that door and they're just, thank God they're in the house of God. They probably got an answer for their prayer. And I can see that in their face, that God has been good. How many believe God has been good? Amen. Amen. Faith is not a fantasy. Faith is hope. It's a substance. It's not denial of the reality. It's a Holy Ghost trust in God who never fails. In the God who says, I will be with you, lo, always till the end of this age. You know what age means? It's talking about this world. This world may end, but God's faithfulness remains the same. Amen? Yes. Though the waves of this world may come your way, though the earth may shake underneath your feet, but God remains the same. He is immovable. He is not moved by anything else but my faith. And my faith puts my trust in a God who's faithful. And I'm willing to give him the praise and the honor. And I'm willing to give him the glory. Amen. Even though I may not see my way through this, but I'm going to give him the glory. Amen. And one thing that the Romans did when they, under attack, they soaked their shields in water. So when those arrows full of flame, they would hit the shield, but they would be extinguished because they're soaked in water. And you know, Paul used a lot of illustration because of the Romans time that they were under, and this is one of the situations that he uses this example. And when he speaks of fighting, of using your shield, this armor of God. Amen. You know, the Bible doesn't say the enemy is not going to attack. He is going to attack. So get ready for it. Amen? Amen. But one thing we speak in faith, that God has seen me through this. I've battled through this before, and God remains faithful. And whatever may come my way, my shield will be up and extinguish the firing darts of the enemy. Amen. Faith must be lifted up, not just possessed. You got to lift up that shield. Lift up that shield in the middle of your circumstances. Lift up that shield of faith. You may not have the answer, but lift up the shield of faith. Amen? Amen. That means you got to activate it. Amen? James 2:17 says, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. You got to do something. Amen? No one's going to pray for your situation more than you would. Because you're the one who's going through this situation. Amen. Yes. Believe me, I get phone calls and I get texts and people pray, brother, would you pray for me in this situation? I will pray and ask God to do his will. But you're the one who's going through this, and only you really know how it feels. Amen. But sometimes you got to learn how to fight. Amen. Amen. How many believe that God heals? Amen. Yes. Lift up your shield of faith and pray like God can heal. You can believe God is with you, but still feel alone. At that moment, you got to lift up your shield of faith. Say, I'm not alone. You've been with me. I am not alone. And a sword on your back, it does nothing if you don't take it out. A shield in your arms means nothing if you don't lift it up in the time of difficulty. It's not a time to run, it's a time to fight. Whatever you're going through right now, is it worth the fight? You better believe it. Whatever you're going through, is it worth fighting for? You better believe it. The devil wants you to tell you, you need to give up. It's hopeless. Your circumstances are never going to change. This will be like this forever. And that's what the devil is bringing into your mind. And you got to tell the devil, no, I believe this. I'm raising up my shield of faith, and I believe in God, what he can do in my life. Amen. One of the greatest give-ins that we give into is doubt. Doubt about who God can do. Doubt about what God has already done for you. Amen. Fear whispers in your ear. Fear tells you that you are not worthy. Fear tells you that God is not going to change your situation. And fear comes into temptation and tells you, just give in. You've done this before. You failed before. Just give in. But it's time to learn how to fight. It's time to learn to say, you know what? This is it. From this day forward, I will learn to fight, not just on an hourly basis, on an everyday basis. If I got to fight, I'm going to fight. Amen. 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 Turn to your neighbor, Tom. Don't give up the fight. Faith is stronger together. Amen. You need someone to fight with if that's necessary. And one of the formations of the Roman soldiers is that their shield was big enough to cover their whole body. And when they formed a line, it was like they call it the tortoise shell. And when they lined up together, there was protection in them. If you're unable to fight this fight alone, get somebody who's willing to fight for you. Brother, come here, man. Vente para acá. See, for the Alex. Come here, I'm choosing the biggest guys right here. Brother Bart, come here, brother. Brother Sal, yeah, keep come here. Brother Walter, no, you're strong. Come here. You're the strong one. I felt you. I've hugged you. Now, I want you guys on my left right here. Now, I want you guys to hold together. Arm by arm. Matthew chapter 18, verses 19 through 20. If two of you agree on earth about anything, it will be done by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there I am with them also. Let me share this also. Ecclesiastes 4:12. Though one may be overpowered. Brother Bart, come over here, brother. Let him go. I can overpower him. I could probably fight him. Probably. Anything's possible. Two can defend themselves. Put two together. Brother Walter, you get over there. Two guys can defend themselves. That's a fight. But Brother Walter, hook up. But a cord of three strands, somebody say three. It's not quickly broken. This is who you want to fight with. If you can't fight by yourself, find somebody to fight with. If you can't pray by yourself, find somebody that you can pray with. Brother, I need your help. Sister, I need someone to pray for me. You know what? I've been going at this by myself. I need someone to pray for me. I need somebody to stand with me. I'm done fighting by myself. I don't know how to do this, but I need somebody to fight for me, with me, in Jesus' name. God bless you, brothers. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. When you're too weak to lift your shield, get somebody to help you. Amen. Get another sister to help you. Don't worry about the gossip. Pray to the Lord and ask God, show me somebody that I can connect with. Show me a sister that if I tell her everything I tell her, she's not going to go on social media, and she's not going to tell her comadre, the salon, you know, none of that. Find somebody. We are not just spirit-filled people. We are a spirit-filled army. There's no lone rangers here. We are an army. If one of us hurt, all of us should hurt. Amen. If one of us needs something, all of us need to step in. Amen. Some of us have been hit hard, even wounded, discouraged, even tired. Your shield may have dropped, but today in the power of the Holy Ghost, God is calling you to say, pick it up. Turn to your neighbor and tell him, pick it up. No, really tell him, pick it up. Pick it up in prayer. Pick it up in your declaration of faith. And pick it up and watch God remove all those flaming arrows that may want to affect your life. I didn't say the arrows are not going to come, but they're not going to affect your life. I didn't say that you're not going to pass through difficulty. I'm just saying that God is with you. I'm going to share something else with you. James chapter 1 verses 2. Can I get a piano, please? James chapter 1 verses 2 says, do we got it, Brother Jacob? James chapter 1 verses 2. Consider it all what? What? My brothers, when you encounter what? Various trials. You mean I got to be happy when difficulty comes my way? No. It just says in the middle of trials, you're supposed to have joy. How is it? I don't understand that. It does not make any sense. How am I going to be joyful in the middle of difficulty? It doesn't make sense, right? Well, let me make a sense for you so you can understand it. This means that no matter what you're going through, in the middle of this battle, you know that God is with you. And that you can have joy in knowing that whatever's coming your way, this too shall pass. You've seen God's hand in your life before, and I'm telling you, He remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you went through this battle unscathed and you're praising God, let me tell you, whatever comes again, you will lift up your hands one more time and give Him praise. That's having joy in the middle of difficulty. You know, that's the most beautiful thing, to have joy in the middle of difficulty. It takes a lot of battles for people to say that. And I've been through a few because I know what God can do. And I know what He has done in the lives of many of you right here. It wasn't luck that saw you through this. It was God who saw you through this. It wasn't your wits about you that you're still alive and all your friends are dead, 6 feet under the ground. You weren't lucky. You didn't dodge that bullet. But God's grace and mercy followed you all the days of your life. And Isaiah 43:2 reminds us, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. You know, He says He's not going to stop the waters, but He said, when you go through the waters, I will be with you. He says, He didn't say you're not going to go through a river of trouble. He says, when you go through the river of trouble, it will not overthrow you. The Bible doesn't say you're not going to go through fire. No, the Bible says, when you go through fire, you will not be scorched. I'm here to tell you, it's going to happen. Difficulty is coming your way, but you will not be overwhelmed by it, because it is not by your own strength. It is by the power of the Holy Ghost. It is not through your wisdom, but through the promises of God who says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, He's not going to tell you, you're going to take another. I'm going to show you another route. I'm not going to let you go through the valley. The Bible says He's going to let you go through that valley of the shadow of death. You're going to walk through this. But in all this, when you remain faithful, lift up your shield, you will become wiser. You will become stronger. you will understand who God is in a more intimate way, that He had to let you go through this difficulty. It's like a little baby. We want, you know, I'm a granddad now, so I'm going through another parenting phase, and I don't want my grandbaby to feel pain, but he's got to feel it. But he's got to know boundaries, you know. I don't want him to feel a hot ground, you know, but, you know, put some shoes on that baby. We'll all be overly careful, you know, but he's got to feel the heat to be able to understand where the limit is at. We got to go through it. You've got to go through it. But understand this one thing. You're not going through this alone. God is with you. Would you bow your heads at this moment? Heavenly Father, you know each and every one of that's going through whatever they're going through. You know their battle. You know the season that they're going through. Father, allow us the faith to go through this, but to lift up our shield of faith, not letting difficulty that surround us bring discouragement, depression, even anxiety. Some are waiting news upon the doctor. You're waiting on news of something that might be happening in your life. But God is telling you, you need to walk through, and I'm going to show myself before you. Some of you are going through a situation that's taking longer than usual. And you're asking God, finally, when is this going to be over? It's not for you to tell the times or the season, but it's for you to say, God, give me strength to go through this right now. It may not have the strength to go through this, but I need you, Lord God. I need the strength to go through this valley. I need you to give me strength when I've got no strength. I need you to give me encouragement when I feel discouraged, God. I need you to remind me to get together with somebody, Lord God, when my faith is not there. Lord God, I need you right now. I need you more than ever. Help us go through. And whatever your need is right now, ask God. Lord God, help me through this right now. I know that I gotta go through this, but I know that you are with me. And somebody say, in Jesus' name. No, really say, in Jesus' name. Whatever it is that you prayed for, have faith that God will see you through. Whatever you believe that's gonna be the end result, put it be better in God's hands and say, God, I trust you. I don't even want to know. I just want to know that I have my trust in you right now. In Jesus' name. That burden is going to be lifted up. You're going to be able to sleep at night. You're going to be able to wake up every morning and say, God, I put this in your hands and I trust you. I'm no longer going to be worrying about it. I'm just going to pray about it. I'm no longer going to let the circumstances determine my presence in you. Whatever comes around me, I'm going to give you glory. I'm going to have joy in the midst of difficulties. And that's what it takes this morning for you to stand up and say, I'm going to have joy in the middle of the circumstances. And if you don't have joy because you haven't received Christ in your heart, would you at this very moment tell him, Lord God, come to my heart. I need you. I need you in my life. I want you the Lord of my life. I want you to come. Forgive me of my sins. I want you to now baptize me with your Holy Spirit. I want to confess with my mouth that you are Lord and Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you.
We hope you enjoyed this message. But before you go, we want to extend an invitation to start a personal relationship with Jesus and declare him your God. No one loves you like Jesus, and no one will impact your life for good like Jesus will. Would you make the following prayer your prayer? Heavenly Father, I repent of my wrongdoing. I open my heart and I want to have a personal relationship with you. I trust that Jesus died so I could be forgiven, but he didn't stay dead. He rose back to life so I could have eternal life. From today on, I will follow you. Transform my life through your truth and love. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. If you made that prayer, God lives in you, and now you have a new life in him. Connect to a church so your faith and love for God can continue to grow. We believe that you can find a loving and encouraging community in Dayspring Church. Come visit us. You belong here. We would love to meet you.